الذين اتخذوا دينهم لهوا ولعبا. These are beautiful terminologies of Quran. Lahav, defined by Ayatullah al-Uzma, Sayyid Tabatabai rahmatullah alayh, Sahib Tafsir al-Mizan, that lahav, in English we call it diversion. Lahav means diversion. Diversion from what? Allama Tabatabai says, anything that diverts you away from the remembrance and zikr and yad of Allah. In Farsi we say yad, yad-e-khudawand. Zikr, remembrance. Anything that diverts you away from Allah's remembrance is called lahab in Arabic. And in the tafsir, that's what he has said in the tafsir. And la'ib, in English we translate it like play, play and amusement. Well, plays are not haram in Islam, but anything more than i'tidal, more than the limits of i'tidal, is problematic in Islam. So la'ib is play. So kuffar, kafirin are those people, الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَحْوًا وَلَعِبًا. Those who have lahavra dine khudushun qarar da dan. Dineshun juz lahav chizhinis. Their religion is nothing but diversion from Allah. Doing things that keep them away from remembering Allah. And doing nothing that makes them remember Allah. That's the first component of the definition of a kafir. A kafir is a person who is engaged in things and actions that diverts him away from remembering his creator and engages himself in things which does not make him remember Allah. That's why we call him that he is engaged in lahav, engages in things which are, you know, la'ib has been defined by Allama Tabatabai rahmatullah alayh in the tafsir as har anche ke ghayati juz khayal na dashte bashat, yani ghayat is khayali bashat, everything whose hadaf and ghayat is related to takhayyul, so it's nothing to do with the haqa'iq, it's nothing to do with the real world. That's exactly what la'ib and plays are. All the plays you find their ghayat and hadaf is not real. It's all imaginary. The goals of plays and amusements are all imaginary goals. Practically in the real life you don't achieve nothing out of it. That's how the la'ib are.